two things that are encouraging among many in the gospel here. The first is just the big picture of the image that the Lord uses here in chapter 10 of John's gospel. He is the good shepherd who cares for his sheep. And the role of the shepherd is to be with the sheep from birth to death. It's a role that plays out in the everyday things of life. A shepherd doesn't insert himself into the life of the sheep only occasionally at particular moments, but it's a 24/7 kind of a thing. And when we think about that, and we think about how the Lord prefers this image and how beloved this very image was to the early church, there's just great encouragement and comfort in this. The Lord is saying, I'm with you in everything. The whole of your life, there's nothing that's off limits to me. You may think there are areas of your life that I'm not interested in or concerned about, but that's just not the case. As the good shepherd, and we pick up some of this in Psalm 23, but the Lord says, I'm with you to make sure that you're being fed, that I'm feeding you each day, leading you in and out of pasture. I'm guarding you, keeping you safe, protecting you from the wolf and from the hirelings. It's a role that is all-encompassing. And there's just such a beautiful encouragement in that. Lord, there's no area of my life that you're not concerned about. A second really beautiful thing, more specific, comes in the image that the Lord compares himself to. He, the good shepherd, compared to those who are thieves and robbers. At the end of the passage, he says, a thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life. The difference is really profound. For the thief, the robber, it's all self-serving. What do I get out of it? For Jesus, the good shepherd, it's about what he gives. Thieves and robbers come to take and steal and benefit themselves. I have come to give life, that you might have life more abundantly to the full. And so a simple line that we could hear the Lord say to us, that I'm sure he was saying to Adam and Eve in the garden in the midst of the lie of the enemy, was, I haven't come to rob you. I haven't come to take anything from you that would be for your good. And Adam and Eve heard that lie from the enemy, and it sowed that seed of distrust in the Father. Here Jesus is saying that the disposition of my heart toward you is never to steal, to rob, to take from you what is good, but to give to you the fullness of life. And hearing him say that today, whatever areas in our hearts still find it difficult to trust in the Lord, where we're still susceptible to that lie from the enemy, let's pray especially that these words of the Lord might come in as the remedy, that the medicine against that lie of the enemy, the father of lies, that we might really come to know and trust the Lord more deeply. Lord, you have come only for my good, not for anything self-seeking on your part, but you've come for my good, and that we would come to know that and possess that truth more deeply in our hearts.